Hello and welcome to our service here in Bedhampton Parish for the 13th of September 2020. My name is Max. I'm the church leader, the rector here in Bedhampton, and it's great to be with you this week as we begin our annual look at our vision and our purpose here in Bedhampton. Why are we here? And we will be looking at that a little bit later on. But first, some news for you. Have you got your news sheet, I wonder? Do you get that by email? If not, just let me know or pick up one in one of the church services on a Sunday at 9 a.m. at St. Nicholas or at 11 a.m. at St. Thomas's. Do email me if you want to go to one of those services, by the way, or book in on the website. Alternatively, you can pick up one from St. Thomas's between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. on a Monday, Tuesday, or a Wednesday when it's open for private prayer. Again, more about that on the website if you want more details about our services and the fact that we are open for private prayer. But in the news sheet this week, we find there is an abundance of information for you to grab. So our annual church meeting that normally happens in April has been postponed, and now we are going to have it on the 11th of October. Now that's an important meeting for our parish here in Bedhampton, and you can find out how to attend that by going onto the website as well, and then come along and support us in that on the 11th of October. Don't forget the food bank as well, still in need of our giving through food. Again, there's a black box still at the front of the rectory in Bibury Lane where you can deposit your donations for the food bank. Don't forget we have midweek Holy Communion as well every Wednesday. This week it's at St. Nicholas's. And there's other information there about how you also may get involved in what the future is of our diocese and our deanery here. Those are the bigger groups of the Church of England in our area, how we move forward with the Archdeacon's consultations. All are welcome to consult with those this year. More information on your news sheet. Lots of information in there. Do grab one of those. On the back as well, they have prayer requests from people who are needing prayer. So a vital part of how to stay in touch with us here in Bedhampton. But as we come to worship our God this Sunday, and we look at what our purpose here is in Bedhampton, and perhaps even if you don't live in Bedhampton, what your purpose might be where you are, let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin our worship in earnest. We're going to begin our worship with the opening of Celtic Morning Prayer. And as ever, the words on the screen you can join in with from where you are, where you worship in your living room or on the train or wherever you are, as I worship here in my home. Who is it that you seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do you seek him with all your heart? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength? Amen. Lord, have mercy. You see, I mean, so often we wonder about whether God is intellectual as well as spiritual. And here we are reminded straight out of the Bible that God is interested in our body, our mind and our spirit. As we praise him, we praise with our body, we praise with our mind and we praise with our spirit. So before we sing our first song of praise to God, let me pray the collect over us for the week. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we do that now by either singing or listening to a song, one of my favourite songs for the year that we've introduced this year. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can see I labor on in weakness.
a reminder there that we can do great things, not in our own power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit through Christ in us. Christ did great things for us as well, didn't he? As he died on the cross for you and I. Difficult to understand why he would do that sometimes. But it makes us clean when we repent of our mistakes and our sins because of what Christ did, as we turn to him so that we can come holy and clean. Holy means set apart to worship God. And so as we come to confess, to hand over our sins to Christ, let's take a moment to be quiet and reflect on the last week or so and the areas of our lives where perhaps we have not lived up to the hope we have in Jesus. Take a moment to reflect on those, and then we will say sorry, knowing that Christ has done the work that we are forgiven. Knowing that God is keen to forgive us, we say these words out loud together. Dear God, please forgive me. I am sorry, Lord. I would love to turn back time to change my mistakes. Please help me to be forgiven of myself and to move on from this place. I feel regret. Please wash away this emotion with your grace. I know you love me and understand my heart. Please forgive me with your strength and courage as I resolve to live for you. Thank you that I can now walk forward into a new future, hand in hand with the Maker of heaven and earth. Amen. And now we can move forward, cleansed because of what Jesus did on the cross. What is our response to that, I wonder? What is our purpose in this world? What is our response to the fact that Jesus died for you and I? Well, we're going to hear from the Bible now. First of all, we're going to hear from Neville and then from Peter as they read to us from these precious scriptures. And then after that, I'm going to reflect on what is our purpose here in Bedhampton.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
The reading is taken from Exodus, chapter 17, verses 1 to 7. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, travelling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarrelled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses, and they said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and I will stand there before you by the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord amongst us or not?"
Well, I have a confession to make. I am overweight. No surprise there, you might say. Perhaps it's taken me a while to notice, you might think. The truth is, though, I have been overweight for some considerable time. You see, I have this relationship with exercise and with healthy eating that goes up and down. My journey of exercise and healthy eating is a sort of stop-start affair. I make a decision that I'm going to get fit and run and exercise, and that the food I eat will be healthy, and I move forward in that. And often I do lose weight, and often I do get fitter. And then something happens, and life gets in the way, and suddenly I miss an opportunity to run, or I find I grab a quick pizza instead. The exercise slowly reduces or stops, bad habits return, and as does the weight. So why tell you that story? It's not all about me, you'll be glad to hear. But actually, it's about focus, isn't it? I wonder what you find it difficult to keep focused upon. What is it in your life that you desperately want to do, but find after a while you just lose focus on? Perhaps it's like me, it's exercise and eating healthily. Or maybe for you it might be the regular reading of the Bible, or a prayer time. Or maybe, I don't know, visiting relatives that you feel that you want to visit. Whatever it is, you will know what it is that you struggle with in life to focus upon. And the truth is, losing focus seems to be a part of the human condition, doesn't it? Take, for example, the journey of God's people in our reading today, the Israelites, as we read in Exodus. Exodus is one of the books in the Old Testament, the first part of our Bible, and it's the story of how God interacts with his people, moving on from the Israelites into us as well. God has rescued the nation of Israel from slavery. He's rescued them from slavery, and he has promised them a land where they will be looked after. They move towards this land. Their focus is on the promised land as they move into the desert, away from the old self to the new self, away from the worst way of living in slavery, through to the best way of living in the promised land. And along the way, he heals them and he feeds them, but they often lose focus. We find them losing focus in our reading, being thirsty. They've lost sight of the promised destination. And it's not the first time that happened, and it won't be the last. Indeed, even when they get to the promised land, they will lose focus on what that is and return, would you believe, to the desert for 40 years, going around in circles until the focus finally returns and they end up in the promised land. The delay caused not by God, but by their own loss of focus on their eternal goal. They're not a whole lot different to us, are they? Perhaps we are more like the Israelites than we care to imagine. I wonder, do you read some of that into your life? Whether that's you personally or God's people here in Bethampton. Our purpose says at the top of our headed paper and our banners that we are here serving the community of Bethampton by sharing God's love and friendship. We all too often, though, can lose that focus of purpose and destination. This time last year, I stood before you in our church buildings as we looked at what our VIP is. That is our vision, our identity, and our purpose. We did a lot of work around our vision and purpose, and it introduced words to reflect what we believe they were last year. We've still got some work to do on our identity, and we'll do that at some point moving forward this year. but we committed our purpose and vision to words. And those words are on our website, on our banners in our church, on our paper, on our news sheet. And over the next month and every year, we will come back to remind ourselves of what this means, what our purpose and our vision is, what our destination, our promised land is for God's people here in Bethampton. We do that so that we don't act like me and lose focus. We don't forget the focus of our destination. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to look at our vision and the four areas of our vision. But today, we look at our purpose, serving the community of Bethampton by sharing God's love and friendship. What does that mean this year of all years? What does it mean to serve the community of Bethampton by sharing God's love and friendship in the middle of a pandemic when we can't even necessarily all meet together? What does it mean? God has not changed. He's the same today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. That purpose has not changed. So what does it mean to implement that now? You see, we are a local church for Bethampton. We always have been, and it seems to be the case that we will be in the future as well. That seems to be what's tied up in our purpose. Doesn't mean, of course, that we won't look to bring the good news of Jesus to other people. I mean, we read in our gospel, didn't we? Our gospel that was read to us. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we will go forward as well outside of Bethampton. But primarily, we are a church, a group of apprentices and disciples here in Bethampton, looking to bring God's kingdom to Bethampton. I said last year, and again more recently when I was talking about diversity, that until we are a church family here, a church family, the church being the people, remember, and not the buildings. Our buildings are lovely, but Christ's church is the people. Until we are a church that reflect the area, the parish that we live in, we will not be God's people here in Bethampton. And as we serve the community of Bethampton, I think we are beginning to see a more representative church, the people again, the church of Bethampton. As we've seen people join us online and physically, we are more beginning to get more representative of Bethampton. Now there's a whole load more work to do in that area, but we are beginning to see the green shoots of that happening. And so the first part of our purpose is to serve the community of Bethampton. Is that something I wonder that God has been nudging you about through his Spirit? When you hear those words, is there something inside of you that says, yes, we as a church should be serving the community of Bethampton? I was chatting with a friend recently who I greatly respect. And he said about our vision and our purpose, and I paraphrase, so please excuse me if it's not quite what he said, but I paraphrase, and he said something along the lines of, well, isn't that just a bit all corporate-y, Max, a bit business speak? And I would say, yes, it is. If all this is our words on paper, words on a banner, then they are worth nothing. As I've said in the sheet this week, in the news sheet, they're just like chaff in the wind. That's not the reason behind having a purpose and a vision. The reason behind it is to drive us into action. And I wonder if God's been nudging you about driving us into action to serve the community of Bethampton. If he has, I would love to have a chat with you. What does that mean for us as a church? What does that mean for you as an apprentice to Jesus, a disciple? Does it mean that we will work together? We will pray through that and we will work that through our vision and our purpose. Does it fit in with what we think God's already said to us? But if that's you, if you're hearing the words, serving the community of Bethampton, and you are having emotions and a spiritual reaction to that, then let me know. Let's go and figure out what God is saying together. And then again, we have that second part of our purpose, sharing God's love and friendship. What does that mean for you? As I said, if it's just words on paper, then it doesn't mean anything. But actually, are there things we should be doing as a church here in Bethampton that share his love and friendship, not just through words, but through action? We do things like alpha courses to share God's love and friendship, but there are many other ways. And I'm convinced that both in the serving area of Bethampton and the sharing of God's love and friendship, that actually God is raising his people up here in Bethampton. I'm convinced that the words don't come from me, that the actions don't come from me, that it's not all on my shoulders, but we as a church family are being called to serve the community of Bethampton and share God's love and friendship. So what is God doing in you right now? What is he raising up in you? You know, as I come in to land on this, I don't want you to just forget what we're talking about today. Just go into the grumbling mode of the Israelites, losing to focus on the promised land, the destination. But actually, I want you to start considering, what is your part? What is our part as a whole in sharing the love of God with people around Bethampton as we serve them? What is it that he's doing for you? I don't want you to decide today. I want you to really begin to pray into this area as we look at the rest of our VIP over the next few weeks. Because I believe God is raising up us now for a time such as this. And you know, people are open. People are beginning to be open to God in all that's going on. They look around at the areas around us, about the institutions around us, and see them collapsing around us. And they realize there must be more than this. This is a horrible time to live through, but it's also a time of opportunity. Are there God opportunities right now that God is speaking to his people about through your spirit? As I've said, don't make a decision today, but begin to pray into that. Begin to seek his will so that over the next few weeks, we begin to listen to God again about what his purpose and vision is. We have the words. Now, what are the actions? Let's take a moment to pray. Holy Father, as we come before you, may these not simply be words on paper, but actually would you raise up your army of people, people that don't lose focus, but people that focus on your promised land for Bethampton. Might we know your will for Bethampton. Amen. Vanda is going to continue to lead us in our prayers now.
Let's bring our thanks and praise, our hopes and our hurts, to our loving Heavenly Father, who is always attentive to our prayers. Father, we give you thanks for the good we see around us during this pandemic. Neighbours helping neighbours, many people thinking about the needs of others. Lord, give us the eyes to see you at work. Keep us from blaming you and help us to endure and persevere through this season. Lord, we thank you for the many times you have helped us in the past, and when new difficult situations arise, remind us of your faithfulness and love so that we will not grumble or be quarrelsome. Is the Lord among us? Yes, he is with us always. We pray for both of our church congregations and the whole parish area surrounding them. We pray for all of us who are called to serve within it. Lord, help us to be good, positive witnesses to our faith, not only to one another, but also as we go about our daily lives. May we show our confidence and trust in our relationship with you. Lord, we thank you that at present our congregations can meet again. We pray for our brothers and sisters who still must isolate themselves and can't be with us physically. But we know that we are one in your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the technology that enables them to share in our worship. We pray for those known only to you who are watching online. Lord, bless them and draw them ever closer to you. Is the Lord among us? Yes, he is with us always. We pray for all pupils and teachers and all who work in and around our schools. We pray that all will be kept safe, that all young people will act responsibly. Lord, we pray for our government, who are trying hard to keep the people of the UK safe and at the same time trying to keep our economy going. We ask you to guide them in all their decision-making. We pray that unhelpful criticism will cease and that all members of Parliament will seek the common good. Lord, while much of our focus is on the devastating global effects of COVID-19, we remember and pray for all areas of the world where it is an added burden to already difficult situations. We pray for all people who are in refugee camps. We pray for those who are in war zones, places where there is no clean water, not enough food, and no medical supplies. And Father, we give you thanks and praise for all agencies who seek to alleviate some of this suffering. Is the Lord among us? Yes. He is with us always. Lord, we bring before you all those known to us on our weekly sheet who are in poor health and all those who are in any kind of need. We think especially of those who live alone, those who are near death, and those who have been recently bereaved. May all who are suffering in any way at this time find hope and comfort in you, our God and Father. Lord, when difficult circumstances threaten and overwhelm us, as COVID-19 has done, help us to remember King David's beautiful words of trust in you from Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Lord, may we take these words into our hearts and make them our own. Lord, we come to you aware of our frailty and our weakness, but we put our trust and hope in your strength, power, wisdom, and love. We thank you for your word to us today that reminds us that we need never feel alone or abandoned, because surely you are always with us to the very end of the age. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And thank you, Vanda. And as we go out of those prayers, we're going to have a hymn now, and a hymn that you may not know, or you may know, I don't know, but a hymn that's been given to us by the Church of England. And perhaps this would be a time for, although the words will be on the screen, a time to reflect or begin to reflect on that challenge of seeing what our part is in the purpose and the vision of God here in Bedhampton. So we listen to Go Forth and Tell.
Oh,
There's a reminder in itself, just the title alone. It's been great to be with you this week. It's lovely to prepare these for you in your home. Don't forget, you can join us now in our buildings. We ask at the moment that you book in to do that. So you can do that on the website. We meet at 9 a.m. at St. Nicholas's in Belmont Grove and 11 a.m. at St. Thomas's in Bibury. Do come along and join us, whether that's for the first time or the 1,000th time. We love to see you. Also, you're welcome to join us on Wednesday morning as we pray for God's kingdom to come, as we pray for our vision, our identity and our purpose here in Bedhampton. We meet online for that at 8 a.m, time to be able to pray before you go into work or whatever it is that you do during the day. But join us for that. Just get in contact with me if you want to be part of that. And again, our church building, St. Thomas's, is open for private prayer, for you to come along and just spend some time with God in that building on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just follow the instructions as you enter the building. That'd be fantastic. Be praying, of course, for our country right now as we tighten up slightly the rules about how we live. Be praying for our government as we move forward, and for those in power as they try and work out what it means to live in the middle of this pandemic. But be praying for God's kingdom to come. Ultimately, that is the answer. And as we finish, let's say together and bless one another with what we call the grace. Bring to mind those people that you love and know. Bring to mind those people you worship with as we join in together with these words on our screen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Have a fantastic week. Do stay in touch. Do ring someone different this week that perhaps you haven't rang for a while. And do be thinking about what your part is in God's vision and purpose for Bedhampton. Bye for now.